Worship by Fused Worship. All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. We're continuing in our study on the faith crisis. I've entitled this portion of our series, From the Inside Out. We're going to take a look at a very important key, I believe, to getting us from where we are to the manifestation of what we are believing God for. If you go with me to in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and verse 1, verse we're all acquainted with. Let's read it together. Are you there? Okay, it's on the screen as well. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay, let's say that again together. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay. One of the elements we must eliminate from our lives completely is that of fear. As long as there is fear, it makes it very difficult or almost impossible for God to move in your behalf or on your behalf. God responds to our faith, not to our fear, but to our faith. Now let's start right here with the Hebrews 11:1, because faith is the beginning. This is where we start. All right? We always have to go back to that. This is where we start, with faith. Look at the person beside you and tell them, you have to believe something can be done in your situation. Okay, you got to start right where you are. You have to believe that something can be done, that God can move. God can bless you right where you are. Okay, now faith is the substance of that. Now go with me, if you will, to Mark chapter 5. St. Mark chapter 5, and we'll start at verse 25. And I'm going to go through verse 34. So verse 25 of Mark chapter 5, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. The woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Certain characteristics I want to point out concerning this woman's condition. Number one, she had an issue for 12 long years. Okay? She suffered from the doctors, dishonesty, malpractice, but she suffered from the physicians. Third thing is that she spent all that she had. Now, what made matters worse is when she spent all that she had, she was no better. And what made it worse? She was not only no better, she grew worse. She spent all she had, was no better, but got worse. But she heard about Jesus, and when she heard about Jesus, how many know faith cometh by hearing? When she heard, she found hope. We just read that now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So she heard, and she got hope. When she got hope, she came behind in the crowd, or she acted on her faith. In other words, there was something she did. She got hope. She was in a desperate situation, but she got hope. See, being in a desperate situation is not going to help you. It will destroy you. But in the midst of her desperate situation, she got hope. And when she got hope, she acted on that faith, got in the press behind, and she got to the place where she touched his garment. And when she touched his garment, she said, I shall be made whole. In other words, when she started to act on that hope that she had gotten by hearing, something activated in her spirit, and it manifested in the fruit of her words. And she said, I shall be made whole. All right? Now, that's faith coming alive. Immediately, her blood dried up, and she was healed of the plague. And then in verse 34, we see where the Lord commended her. Her faith made her whole. I want to start here because we have to see that although she had spent all she had, faith became her substance. She had nothing, but faith became the substance. Faith will always get the attention of God. It'll always get God's attention. Amen? Now, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, if we get that for me, Proverbs 4 and verse 7. Well, let's read it first. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. The point I want to stress here is that there are many potential sources of prosperity that are around you, but oftentimes we don't know how they work. How does it work? You know, we hear that all the time now in this day and time that we live, you know, about creating wealth and doing different things to generate wealth, and, you know, the wealth of the sinners laid up for the just, and so on and so forth, and as a man thinketh, so is he, and, you know, all of these things. But it says here, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. We need wisdom to understand that there are many potential sources right now around you, right now, many potential sources of wealth and prosperity. But if you're honest, you don't know exactly how to obtain it. How does this work? How do I can see the potential, but Lord, how do I get it? How do I get my hands on it? Tell somebody, show me the money. How do I get it? How does it become reality? Okay, this is what I want to focus on tonight. Tell somebody, it's from the inside out. The faith crises from the inside out. All right, let's move on. Now, what we have to understand is that this wisdom, which is the principal thing, which gives us understanding of all things, will only come through faith. Hebrews 11:3. This wisdom that will give us understanding of the potential of prosperity that's all around us, the promises that God has given to us, the understanding of how to obtain it will only come through faith. Hebrews 11:3 says, through faith we understand. I love those first four words. Through faith, we understand. In other words, there's a lot that you won't understand without faith. It's a door that opens up to us when we believe, when we exercise our faith. When that woman heard and grabbed hold of hope, think about the journey from there. How could she possibly get to Jesus with thousands of people around him being thronged, crowded, and put? How could she get to Jesus? See, there's something about that hope. There's something about faith that'll make some things happen. See, many things we don't even understand until we have faith. Some places you can never get without faith. You won't have that position without faith. So we understand through faith that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I made a statement the other day how the people of the land and in ancient times, when they would fight wars, they would usually take the other gods of the other nations, the idols. And the more gods or the more idols that they possessed, the more powerful they felt like they were. Because they had a god for everything. Sun god, moon god, stars god, sand god, dirt god, meat god, vegetable god, you know, water god, all the gods. They just had gods for everything. So when Moses came up against Pharaoh with no god that you could see, he mocked, you know, this god of the Hebrews. But see, the reason why God does not want us to have statues of Mary or Jesus or anybody else is because he wants us to see by faith into the next realm and not put our sight in this realm, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. He wants us to walk by faith. And see, without faith, people don't see God. They won't know God. Unless they put their trust in him, they'll never come to know him. So this is the reason why he has us to walk by faith. The other world is only seen through the eyes of faith. Now, there are things we see right now. There are many things I see right now in the spirit, not in the natural realm, but in the spirit, much potential. But what I want to drop on you right now is, how do we get from where we are seeing it to where we are possessing it? God is a God of his word. If he says something, he means it. No ifs, ands, or buts. But God's promises mean nothing unless someone acts on them through faith. They will mean nothing to you, even though what God says, he means. What God has said has to be. But until you or I act on that promise, it means nothing to us. Get for me Ephesians 1 and verse 3. Tell somebody, I'm blessed and not cursed. Do you understand tonight that God is committed to his children's prosperity? Tell someone, God is committed to my prosperity. I'll say it again. The Lord is committed to your prosperity. We'll talk about this another time, but you know when it says the Lord became poor that we might be made rich? Poor in the sense that he drew nothing. He was poor concerning this world system. He drew nothing from the world system. And another facet of that is he became poor because he came from a place where there were no limitations, and he took on limitations. So he became poor, but in order that you and I might be made rich, in order to connect us to that other dimension where there are no limitations, all right? So God has blessed us and not cursed us, and he is committed to our prosperity. How many times have you stood upon a promise but never proceeded any further than just standing on it?
The faith crisis.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.